third hour, Darren Donick and Chase on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon here in Middle Tennessee. Hope everybody's having a great day thus far. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe with you live here at Hawkins Field on the campus of Vanderbilt. Directly to our left is the football stadium. They'll be hosting Kentucky Saturday night under the lights. Across the street behind us, Memorial Gymnasium. The women started their season last night with a victory. Jerry Stackhouse and the boys will kick off their season, although they won't be kicking. They'll be tipping off.
Yeah, kicking's usually a penalty.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's not good. Not in basketball. They'll be tipping off their season tonight, so against Alabama State. All right, let's head down to New Orleans. Let's find out a little bit more about the opponent that will be at Nissan Stadium on Sunday. He's the play-by-play man for the Saints. He's Mike Haas. He now joins us. Mike, good afternoon. How you doing?
I am doing fine. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. A little bit of a surprise with what happened last week with the loss at home to the Falcons. But tell you what, the week prior, if they could just play the Bucs more on their schedule, man, the Saints would, you know, probably go in as the number one seed every year in the playoffs. I mean, they have just absolutely owned Tampa. What is that, six straight?
Yeah, six straight in the regular season. Unfortunately, it is the playoff loss that they will talk about. The Saints had swept Atlanta last year as well, so they have done very well in recent years with the NFC South. And I think if you looked at and told fans, okay, there's no midpoint until halftime of our game Sunday. That's the midpoint of the season. But through eight games, you'd be 5-3. I think they would all say, yeah. And then if you showed them how you got to 5-3, they'd go, well, that's not possible. So it's just been a very challenging year, from Hurricane to Jameis to just about everything.
Yeah, so what does – let's just go there, Mike. Then what does the injury to Jameis Winston mean? You know, obviously he's lost for the season. We know Drew Brees. We're watching him on Sunday nights. He's retired. You know, they went with Trevor Siemian last week, but you've got Taysom Hill. I mean, the rest of the way, in your opinion, how do you think the quarterback game is going to get played out?
I don't nobody knows.
Everybody wants to know that, right?
What we have to go by is history. When Drew got hurt in 2019, Teddy Bridgewater came in, and he was a system quarterback, and he knew the system, and he won five straight games. When Drew gets hurt, Taysom came in for four games, went 3-1. And Trevor's been with this team for a little while, had a pretty good training camp. He's not a rookie. I think it's just about who gives you the best chance to kind of run the offense efficiently. And right now, I feel like it's Trevor, because if you play Taysom, Trevor just goes over to the sideline. This juncture, you play Trevor, you've still got this ability to use Taysom, and more so as a quarterback than ever before. He was never a quarterback. He was always just a guy who would run the ball, who could throw. Well, this past training camp, he got half the reps. He's more of a true quarterback now. We saw it Sunday. He didn't just go in for a play and go right back out, and it was a run. He stayed in for a couple plays, threw some passes, and most people said, if you'd have kept him in, maybe Trevor doesn't fumble and the game ends like that. So I think you're going to see what we have seen last week with Atlanta. I think you'll see a heavy dose of Trevor and Taysom as quarterback, and also as more of his, you know, Superman role. Just hard to tell. I say that, and part of me says, oh yeah, Taysom will start. I mean, it's just, that's kind of, you know, where it is. They haven't had practice yet today, so we haven't really talked to coach about it. Not that he's going to, you know, unleash a huge amount of information about it. I think it's going to be Trevor again, and much a similar situation that was Atlanta, because there's not much you can lay on Trevor in that loss.
Yeah, it's interesting when you think about your coach Sean Payton, you think about their offense and what he brings to the table, but really this team is about their defense, right? This year, I mean, their defense is really the strength of the team.
We've never, you know, as I'm looking through the rankings, it's something that we're just not used to. Yards per game passing, 31st in the league, 20-plus explosive plays, 32nd in the league. points per game, which is better now, but it used to be terrible. Yards per game. I was like, wait a minute. This is, you know, we're accustomed to 31, 32 points a game. So you're right. This defense, conversely, if you flip it all, the best in the league stopping the run, as far as averages are concerned, best in the defensive red zone. They have 11 interceptions. Now, I think the problem has been a little bit that they've been good probably for the last two or three years, but when you have Drew, you're a little overshadowed. But you're right. It's been this defense that has kept them in the game, and the only games that they've lost that most fans would say they should have won were games where the defense got little to no pressure on the quarterback, Giants, Atlanta. They got no pressure, and when you give those guys time, they're going to beat you.
Talking to Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints here with us on Darren Donick and Chase, and a guy that obviously we watched a lot in his college career at the University of Tennessee, Marquez Callaway, the wide receiver. What have you seen out of him, especially this year? I mean, obviously he's improved from his rookie year, but definitely looked a little more flashy early on. Some modest numbers, but the four touchdowns have certainly helped. But what have you seen in his development?
I think he's developed great. I think this is a guy who had not caught a touchdown pass until this season. So when you look at the beginning of the season, he was going to be the number two to Mike Thomas. All right, perfect. He, you know, ready for that role. And then he became Mike Thomas and really no supporting cast. And so it's been a struggle. He's got 22 receptions, four touchdowns, and I think he's exactly where this team wants him, but just so much more has been asked of him in for his second year. I mean, he's an undrafted free agent and was kind of just getting some playing time, and now all of a sudden he puts on number one and he's the guy. Well, that takes a little time, and he really hasn't had a lot of help other than Deontay Harris, who's really been the best kind of receiver and offensive player they've had beyond and besides Alvin Kamara.
Do you view Callaway as a true number one moving forward, even, you know, it just as time goes on?
I think so. I do. I think he can be. I just think they just asked too much of him too early to go out and just be the guy. But I do. I mean, from what I have seen, he's got the size. He's got the speed. You know, he's had issues catching the ball, just like every person on the Saints team has had. So, but yeah, I do. And if you could get him some more help on one side beyond Deontay, I mean, they've got Traquan and Kenny Stills and Kevin White, and nobody knows Mike Thomas's future. But I do. I do. They've got a nice little Tennessee connection, and I do see. He was a very favorite target of Jameis. I mean, Jameis loved him. And so, yeah, I do. I do see him as a strong number one moving forward.
You mentioned Alvin Kamara, and, you know, he's a major part of the offense for sure. But Mark Ingram comes back for his reunion tour with the Saints. And, you know, at this point, I don't really know what's left, but what do you think is left in the tank for him?
I think more so than I thought. And believe me, we've been through some tank people. We had Devontae Freeman with us for a while, a couple of others kind of in and out. We have Lamar Miller with us. Tony Jones got hurt. So I do. I think he's about to break the all-time Saints rushing record, which will unfortunately come at the expense of my play-by-play booth mate, color analyst Deuce McAllister, and it'll probably happen this week. But Mark is an emotional guy, and he has got the size to where he can do a lot of the things that maybe Taysom Hill was doing. You can run power right with Mark. He can take the snap and run the kind of wildcat. So he brings something to the table that the Saints really kind of needed, and that's beyond his relationship with Alvin, which is unbelievable. But Mark just brings a lot of fire. He runs angrily. And he's been, I think, an exceptional pickup. And as you know, like everybody else in the world, I sit here watching TweetDeck, waiting to see what's going to happen with Odell Beckham. It feels like a lottery, and so we're all just watching. But and I don't really feel like the Saints will get him. But you never know. Local kid wanting to come home, you just never know. So They need weapons. What this team lacks is weapons. If you're on the defense, you go, okay, we'll just cover Kamara and Callaway, and we should be good.
Well, and I feel like if that were to happen, Sean Payton is the right type of coach to make that work. Would you agree?
With Odell?
With yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, because the other teams are going at it with, hey, wouldn't you like to catch passes from Aaron Rodgers? And they're going from the quarterback standpoint. And first off, who knows where Aaron Rodgers is going to be next year? The Saints are going with it. You're going to be the guy. You're going to catch the balls. And I think that's, if I'm I, knowing what I know, that's what Odell Beckham wants to hear. I don't want to be, I don't care who the quarterback is. I want to be the guy. And on this offense, at this juncture, he'd be the guy. Clearly the guy.
No doubt about that. Mike, appreciate the time. We'll see how it all shakes out with the quarterback and everything this weekend here in Nashville against the Titans, but appreciate the time today.
Look forward to it. You guys playing good football, and we will see you Sunday.
Absolutely. He is Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, the Titans' opponent, coming up this Sunday at Nissan Stadium. You're going to hear from head coach Mike Vrabel in this hour. We'll have much more on the Tennessee Titans when we come back here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.